The Other Side of Paradise by Margaret Mayhew, read by Ruth Sillars. Prologue. We lived in Cavanagh Road, Singapore. On the opposite side of the road stood Government House, the palatial white residence of the governor, positioned on a hill with a Union Jack flying from a flagpole high on the roof. Its 100 immaculate acres were tended by a small army of gardeners, the residence staffed, so rumour had it, by more than 70 household servants. Our house, owned by my father's company, was two-storied and rather more modest, standing in a mere 3 acres. It was also whitewashed, with broad eaves and wide colonnaded verandas fitted with black and white striped rattan roller blinds known as chicks. The chicks were lowered against the burning daytime sun or the torrential monsoon rains and raised in the evening to admit any cooling breezes. The east veranda, furnished with a teak table and chairs, was used for breakfast. The west, with a rattan divan and armchairs cushioned in chintz, was for relaxing with sundowner drinks in the magical hour before nightfall. Whiskey and soda Stengars for my father, iced lime juice for my mother and myself. After dinner, the houseboy served coffee, and my father drank more Stengars and smoked a cigar, while insects fluttered and flapped around the lamps. Palms and ferns and flowering tropical plants grew in giant pots. In the rooms, on the verandas, lining the steps that led down to the lawn where my mother took afternoon tea in the shade of a jacaranda tree. The house had been built at the turn of the century in a style faithfully echoing Edwardian England, but it had been constructed with the steam heat of Singapore in mind. Louvred shutters and latticework walls ventilated the rooms. The floors were tiled, the sweeping staircase made of cool marble. Archways allowed the constant passage of air, and the lofty ceilings were equipped with electric fans that revolved night and day. My mother had brought furniture from England, family heirlooms of fine English woods that coped poorly with the heat and humidity, and succumbed to the ravages of voracious insects that tried to devour us, too. At night, we slept under mosquito nets in rooms sprayed by flit guns. We had 11 servants, Malay, Chinese, and Indian. Our Chinese cook, known as Cookie, had a Chinese assistant, and our number one Indian houseboy, who served at table and cleaned the downstairs rooms, was helped by another Indian boy, number two. 3 Chinese amas cleaned and tidied the bedrooms and bathrooms upstairs. A wash ama did the personal washing and ironing, and a Malay sais drove the Buick, and 2 Tamil gardeners, kebuns, took care of the grounds. Once a week, a dhobi came to take the household linen away to be laundered, together with the white drill trousers and shorts that my father wore. The Indian houseboys wore white trousers and white jackets buttoned to the neck. The Chinese amas, silky black trousers and short-sleeved white cotton blouses with high collars, soft and silent slippers on their feet indoors, and clog-like trompas outside. The sais, a sarong, a white baju, and a brown velvet songkok on his head. The Tamil gardeners wound brightly coloured garments round their bodies and turbans round their heads, and their gums were stained blood red from chewing betel nut. The kitchen and storerooms were in a separate building connected to the back of the house by a tin-roofed walkway, and the servants lived behind the house in huts built from attap palms. Some had families and children who lived there too, and my father turned a blind eye to any poor relations who arrived. They were all housed and fed, and, if necessary, the doctor was sent to attend them and the bill paid. My mother had never learned more than a few phrases of kitchen Malay and communicated with the servants mainly in pidgin English, whereas my father was fluent in Malay, Cantonese and Tamil. I could speak Malay and some Cantonese. As a child, I was cared for by Nana, a Eurasian ama who was the illegitimate offspring of an English tuan, the respectful Malay term for sir or mister, and a Chinese girl.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?